Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek for Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. And today we're going to hear all about Siouxland Bike and Bite. And I'd like to welcome my guest, Kelly Solberg, who is a Master Gardener Coordinator for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And she's also the Regional Foods Coordinator. Welcome to Siouxland Public Media.
Hi, Gretchen. Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about your background. You're fairly new to this position.
Yes. So I graduated from Wartburg College studying biology and environmental science, and then kind of did seasonal work all over the country, serving with AmeriCorps and CCC, taking kids out on trail. And then I found out about this job posting from my best friend, actually, about working with gardens and farmers markets. And I thought that's a perfect fit. So here I am.
And you are originally from the Midwest, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Just south of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, welcome to Sioux City. And we're excited to talk to you about the really fun things that you're doing. You're, of course, connected with the Flavors of Northwest Iowa. Mm-hmm. And you're planning Siouxland Bike and Bite, which is coming up just a little over a week from now. Do you want to talk about what the plans are?
Yes, definitely. So on Saturday, July 29th, you can either register online for this event at our Flavors of Northwest Iowa website, or you can just stop at our tent at the Sioux City Farmers Market the day of and register. It goes from 9 to 1, and then people will get a bite map of all the locations of participating restaurants and vendors to get these tastes of local Siouxland. And then you'll also get a wristband that indicates you're in the in this program. People can start out at the farmer's market. There will be at least 8 vendors there. I have to verify with a couple other ones, but at least 8 vendors providing bites right there at the farmer's market. So you already get almost a half a breakfast right there. And then throughout downtown Sioux City and along the Perry Creek Trail, there will also be bites. The farthest ones away are Minerva's and Hy-Vee, but they have some really tasty things that you definitely don't want to miss there.
It's worth the trip.
Oh, definitely.
So it's a route set up, and you said it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
till almost noon?
Yes. So the biking around goes until noon, and then you can join us at the museum from noon until one for a kind of finale party. I'm still working on getting a bite provider for that. We've contacted the Hard Rock and a couple other places, but we also have a backup if those don't work.
Well, if anybody's out there listening and interested, they, of course, could contact you.
But yes, definitely.
Sounds like everything is coming together really well. And how many years has the Siouxland Bike and Bite been? Is it 3 or 4?
This is actually going to be the 5th year. It didn't happen last year, so it started in 2012, and then I think there's low numbers last year, but we've already exceeded those numbers from last year, so we are ready to take more people and let's go bike around town.
And this is typically something, I mean, the whole family can do, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is meant to be family-friendly, community-oriented. There is... So Jackson Street Brewing is one of the bite locations, and so we did let them know they were going to offer a beer sample. So with that, they also have a root beer sample for people who don't drink alcohol or also under 21 years old.
Mm-hmm. And what I really like about this is the focus on locally grown produce and things that are created right here in Sioux City and Siouxland.
Yes, definitely. So as Flavors of Northwest Iowa, we really wanted to focus on promoting our producers that work very hard to feed us, our neighbors. And then it also connects people with other restaurants and vendors who provide locally grown ingredients as well.
And then you're going to come back and talk to us next month. You know, it's sort of like, oh, yeah, it's going to be August very soon. What happened to the summer? But you're going to come back and talk about... one of the wonderful things that you're doing, the I'm trying to remember the name of it, where you travel and you have a really lovely dinner.
Oh, yes. So we call them our farm to fork dinner. And we actually have 2 of them this summer. So one will be in Plymouth County with the C. Brown Gardens. And then the other will be in Ida County at Old Town Vineyard.
And you'll come back and we'll visit more about that as you get your plans together.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And I know that you have Master Gardener classes coming up too. You want to talk about that?
Yes. So registration is now open. You can register online, or if you don't have a computer, you can stop at our office and we'll help you register. They just have it online statewide. And classes start September 19th and goes till the 24th. We meet every Tuesday evening, starting promptly at 6:15. It goes until 9:30. On Tuesday evenings, we get a webinar that's live from campus in Ames, and then we'll meet a few Thursdays for face-to-face sessions and get some hands-on time as well for that program. And there's a new feature this year, actually. We were able to knock down the price for $50 for Master Gardener volunteers. So instead of paying the $195, it's now $145 for the whole entire class and your materials that you get with them as well.
Now, if people have any questions about Siouxland Bike and Bite, which is July 29th, you still are taking registrations, right?
Yep. And they can, if they think about it and don't know, don't want to decide until the day of, they can register. Just walk up to our tent at the farmer's market and register there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know you've got a great website, Flavors of Northwest Iowa. If anyone has questions or would like to know more about any of the wonderful things you're doing, can they call you, Kelly?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have a phone number?
Yep. Our number is 712-276-2157.
Well, enjoy the rest of July, Kelly, and we'll be talking with you very soon, and best of luck with Siouxland Bike and Bite.
Thank you so much, Gretchen.
We've been speaking with Kelly Silberg, Master Gardener Coordinator and Regional Foods Coordinator with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. I'm Gretchen Gondek for Food for Thought. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in to Siouxland Public Media. Thank you.